This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason and I were talking about a television series, actually two of them, one called Maverick, back in the late 1950s. James Garner, real name, James Bum Garner, B-U-M-G-A-R-N-E-R, change it to James Garner. Great series. And we were talking about how the... Even back then, it was set in the West, you know, St. Louis, Texas, and Louisiana, New Orleans. And even back then, they showed the corrupt sheriffs, the corrupt politicians, the voting scandals, and just on and on and on. It's the same thing we've got today. And this was filmed in the late 1950s. And James Garner is the same guy that you've come to love as Jim Rockford of the Rockford Files. And he's my favorite actor. He really is. You know, he did it without profanity. He did it without scandals. James Rockford and Brett Maverick, played by James Garner. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I was up late last night. I was looking at an explosion. And
Wow.
In Beirut. And so... You know, yesterday they said, or last night they said, well, it looks like there's about 7 people killed, 10 people killed, maybe hundreds injured. And now it looks like over 100 people were killed and maybe 4,000 hurt. I don't think those numbers are right. And they say that this was something that happened, a warehouse fire that ignited 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that was being stored. It was allegedly about the size of a 3-kiloton blast. So what is a kiloton? Well, kilo is 1,000. So 3-kiloton would be 3,000 tons of what? TNT, trinitrotoluene. So, equivalent of a 3,000-ton blast of TNT. I don't think so. I think that it wasn't one blast. I think it was multiple blasts. And one of them surely looked like a nuclear detonation to me. Because it wasn't a boom. It was a high-speed reaction. Like the ones that you saw if you looked at videos or images of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The United States dropped two atomic bombs on Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I met one of the guys who was the weaponeer. I met him. I talked to him. His name was Jeppers. Colonel Jeppers. He was the weaponeer of the airplane called, of the bomber called Boxcar. And he was the guy who decided what the final target was going to be. And by the way, I asked him the question you'd all want to know. Would you do it again? He said, oh, absolutely. So, This blast in Beirut on Tuesday, I'm pretty sure, had multiple explosions. I'm pretty sure that it's a lot more to it than just some guy with a welding torch or a plasma torch or a arc welder or a MIG welder that caused this massive destruction. And I have a feeling there's going to be way more than 100 people considered dead. And I believe that some people are not even going to find them. I think that they were vaporized. So if you get a chance to look at the horrific scene. Oh, even the president, by the way, says he thinks it was a bomb. And no kidding. No kidding. So I don't, Gwyneth, I'd rather not say who we think did it, and I'll tell you why. We'll be thrown off the air. Okay, so I got your email. Please don't mention who you think did it. It would be, they take it out on us, USA Prepares. What are your thoughts, Gwyneth, about this?
Okay. I think that there's a number of different theories as to what it could have been. I think that it was almost certainly a Hezbollah weapon stash, okay, meaning explosive stash, that they were, piling all different sorts of explosives together, gunpowder, the quote-unquote fireworks that they mentioned, and I think probably nitroglycerine, and I think I would agree with you that there was probably at least one suitcase nuke there, and that they had all this explosive stuff all piled together in the same place, which, by the way, if you ever have anything to do with explosives, you should never ever pile different types of explosives together in the one place. And you should certainly never, ever, ever pile nitroglycerine near anything else at all, because as it ages, it gets very, very unstable. It sweats. And literally, if a fly lands on it, it's going to go off once it gets old enough. It can literally spontaneously explode, and I'm not even kidding. And it looks as if the so-called ammonium nitrate, which I think was probably nitroglycerine, was there since at least 2014. So that's quite a few years. And I don't know if that would get into the aging phase of nitroglycerine, but I think that it could have been the just the unstable nitroglycerine that set the rest of it going, Vincent. But although it could have been sabotage, it could have been an act of terrorism, but at this stage there's really no way of knowing for sure. Does that make sense?
Yeah. In at the university level, first and second year university chemistry students know how to make nitroglycerin. They've learned how to do that. And I don't want anybody to think I'm advocating making explosive. I absolutely, positively am not. I want to make sure that's absolutely clear. I am not advocating making explosives. There's way too many explosives on the planet already. And is there a lot of good that comes out of it? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So it used to be in television, when I was growing up, you would see, and I'm not talking about cartoons, I'm talking about television programs that would show the use of dynamite. There'd be a mine and to expose more ore, they'd drill some holes in the rock, and they'd put some dynamite in there, and they'd light a fuse. They'd also use trinitrotoluene, which is TNT. Some of these tubes of explosives would get older, they'd sweat, and they'd form nitroglycerin, and they'd be really unstable. A shock would make them go off, that kind of thing. This was common. This was common to watch this on television. Now, they don't do that anymore because, heck, it's so gosh darn dangerous. They won't even refer to dynamite and TNT. As a matter of fact, years ago, I had some stumps on the farm, and I wanted to get them out the easy way. And the easy way is you kind of poke a hole under the stump with a long rod, and you put some dynamite in there, and you put a fuse on it, and you light it, and you run. And boom, the stump kind of lifts out of the ground. You just take your tractor and just pull it out of the way because it's been loosened with dynamite. That was common, very common. So a farmer could just go to the farm supply store and say, I need X number of sticks of dynamite, and they'd sell it to you. Not anymore. Now, it's difficult getting ammonium nitrate as fertilizer, because if you mix it with other ingredients, and I'm not going to say what they are, and I've never done it, but I've read about it. Now, you've read about Timothy McVeigh. It was common. It was common to go and buy, you know, a high concentration of fertilizer, which had a lot of ammonium nitrate in it. That's why fertilizer in the bag, after it gets old, it smells like ammonia, because it has ammonia in it. Well, I don't think, that's just my opinion. What do I know? I'm just a farmer. But I'm looking at the images, and I looked at the blast, and there appeared to me like there were multiple blasts. There was some orange, some brown. I'm talking about the smoke. There's some black smoke and white smoke and orange smoke and yellow smoke. That's all from different materials being on fire. So there was an explosion, and then there was the ensuing fire. And there was a grain silo. Now, a grain silo is a pretty massive structure, pretty tall. I'm guessing, 80 to 100 feet in the air. And there are these concrete cylinders. They're all stuck together. So think of it like tubes made out of concrete, and they put grain in it. Well, it blew the sides off these concrete grain silos. This is reinforced concrete with rebar, reinforced bars of iron embedded in the concrete. Blew the face right off it. Windows were blown out miles away, about 15 miles away. So is this really the kind of thing that, you know, Timothy McVeigh allegedly did? You know, really? I think it was way more than that. And I think when if it ever gets out, people are going to find out that there is, what's all this radiation that's resulting from this fertilizer that blew up? What is that all about? That's just my take on it. I don't believe that it was just one explosion. I believe it was many explosions. I don't believe that there were just 100 people killed. As sad as that is, I think there's way more. I think there are people that were vaporized and never be found. And probably say that while they're in the rubble, can't find them, they're in the rubble. I think they just turned into water vapor and little bits, little atomic-sized bits. I mean, I'm sorry to be graphic like that, but I think that's what happened. If you look at that explosion that blew out windows 15 miles away, obviously, it was pretty seriously intense at the epicenter of that explosion. Well, it looks like we're going into our first break, and we're talking about the explosion in Beirut. And headlines call it Beirut's Hiroshima. And they say it, now they're saying it's one-fifth the size of the bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima in Japan in 1945. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, today it's Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. We're going to be talking about the lockdown in Australia. In the urban and looks like it's coming to the countryside today. We'll be talking about that. And tomorrow it's me with tips from, since you mentioned cars, my unfinished, unpublished, not for sale book. And Friday it will be Kathy talking about how to buy clothes, what to look for in terms of quality. Textiles, what to look for in terms of quality. What an eye-opener that's going to be. And then followed by Bert Bertonis, who's going to be talking about the technical aspects of the event called the Carrington event in 1859 and how absolutely it is more deadly than the coronavirus combined with the corona panic. If we have another one of those, and if it hits us, it will be way worse than the coronavirus plus the corona panic. That would be a walk in the park compared to what would happen if we had a Carrington event. I'm talking about a massive solar eruption from the sun. Gwyneth, your comments about anything I said regarding the explosions with an S, explosions, in Beirut?
Well, there was definitely more than one of them. And there was definitely... I managed to see at least three types of explosions there, you know. I am of the opinion, okay, this is just my humble opinion, that it was probably a hydrogen bomb, a suitcase nuke, that was set off by the other explosions, because hydrogen... radioactive hydrogen is not just radioactive, it's also explosive, okay, because it has all of the thing about radioactive isotopes They have all the regular attributes of their non-radioactive counterparts. So radioactive hydrogen is explosive, just like regular hydrogen is. Okay? And whereas uranium-235 and 238, they're poisonous, but they're not explosive in their, they don't have a non-radioactive form, but they're not explosive. So that's why a conventional atomic bomb is a lot more stable than a hydrogen bomb. A hydrogen bomb, you could set off TNT next to an atomic bomb, and as long as the two masses of uranium-235 were not blown together to make a supercritical mass, then it's not going to go off. But with a hydrogen bomb, because the hydrogen by its very nature, the radioactive hydrogen by its very nature is explosive, that's a whole other set of problems, and I think that that's probably what happened here, is that the radioactive hydrogen exploded, and then with the extra input of energy, it somehow went into a nuclear reaction as well. Does that make sense, Vincent? That's just my hypothesis there.
And there was also some eyewitnesses of airplanes flying over that exact location just before the explosion started. So what does that mean? Anything? I don't know. It's just more information to think about. I have a feeling that there's going to be a massive... I have a feeling there's going to be a massive cover-up over this. I don't think anyone really wants to admit an attack. I think Lebanon saying, no, it was just fertilizer and it went bang. I think there's more to it than that. I really do. Gwyneth, I want to mention one other thing. Last week I said that when a rocket blasted off in the past from Cape Canaveral, one of these Atlas V large rockets, the weather would change dramatically in a few days. I said, let's see what happens. Well, there was a hurricane that might have touched land.
Wow.
That was in process. Well, I'll tell you what, it was massive. Massive amount of damage. So some people could say, well, Vinny just died, there's a hurricane coming, and that's what happened. Well, this is the biggest storm to hit the East Coast since Superstorm Sandy. It just hit. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks and ammonium nitrate appear to have been the fuel that ignited the massive explosion that rocked the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Experts and videos of the blast suggest the scale of the damage from the epicenter of the explosion at the port of Beirut to the windows blown out miles away resembles other blasts involving the chemical compound commonly used as an agricultural fertilizer. As schools across the country make decisions on regarding how to reopen safely, the CDC says the chance that a child will die from COVID-19 is 1 in a million. Kids will be going back to school in South Dakota. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
Our kids need to be in school. It's better for them. We've got a lot of kids that haven't checked in since this virus hit. It's really our most vulnerable population that needs to be back in those classrooms.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On Tuesday, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz hosted a Senate subcommittee hearing on Antifa. The title of the hearing was The Right of People Peacefully to Assemble, Protecting Free Speech by Stopping Anarchist Violence. As the hearing was ending, Democratic Senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, decided to walk out.
So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono.
Thank you.
And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You are not listening.
Okay, she declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party. I would note also that of the 7 Democratic senators who spoke, not a one of them apologized for or denounced multiple Democrats calling law enforcement officers Nazis, stormtroopers, and Gestapo, to be fair. I had not heard the word Nazi, but stormtrooper was Nancy Pelosi, and Gestapo was another Democratic leader.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1962 when actress Marilyn Monroe was found dead in her hotel room. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today,
hot.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I mentioned that just watch the weather, you know. Few days after this rocket launch that we had last week, and I mentioned that years ago, I talked to my neighbors, and I'd say, have you noticed that? No, that's normal stuff. 5 inches of flooding in the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. Massive, massive weather changes. So here, we've had 90-plus degree weather, like for a month and a half, 2 months. Now it's in the 50s, okay? So very quick, like a 40-degree delta Fahrenheit here. And so some people would say, well, no, the storm was coming, and, you know, you're just trying to capitalize on that. Well, I think it's way worse, that's my opinion, than it would have been if there weren't a rocket launch. Because 3 days or so after a rocket launch, the weather goes crazy. So what happened? Well, in the mid-Atlantic, northeast, 3.5 million people are without electricity. Massive flooding. Big problems cross-connecting the freshwater supply with the sewage systems. And, you know, if you're driving along and you're driving through flooding, if there's pressure from the flooding, it can pop the lid off a manhole. You know, a manhole cover can be popped off. If that happens and you're driving, you have no idea if there's a manhole opening beneath the flooding or not. And you can drive right into one of those and destroy your car, literally. So you have to be crazy to drive through a flooded area, thinking, oh, and I remember this street, everything's good. You got to be crazy to do that. But people do it all the time. And sometimes they get washed away in a current and die. But I guess they know better than we do. So I'm talking about Isaiah, the superstorm that came through yesterday and the day before. Gwyneth, any comments about the rocket launches? Have you noticed a correlation with space launches, you know, rockets blasting off and the weather changing a couple days later, 2, 3, 4 days later? Have you noticed that over your lifetime?
I haven't noticed that personally, but I think that it's completely possible because, you've got something going up there. And it's putting all sorts of chemicals into the upper atmosphere and into the middle atmosphere and the lower atmosphere too. But it's the middle and the upper atmosphere that really changes things. And, and then you've got all of the radio signals going backwards and forwards. And, electromagnetic frequencies definitely influence, storm activity. Because I have noticed that if there's a big lightning storm, you'll often get a really, really huge lightning strike, and then the rain will just come bucketing down like it was Noah's flood or something. And it's usually just after a really, really big lightning strike. So I think that it's plausible that a rocket launch could cause weather changes. Because of the changes that happen in the atmosphere, because of the exhaust product, and also because of the electromagnetic communications upsetting the ionosphere. And, I think I've discussed on the show before the Cloudbuster device that seeks to correct that particular problem, and it was invented by Wilhelm Reich, I think, over 100 years ago. People have been using them for over 100 years to correct the weather in their local areas, and they absolutely work, and they work by adjusting the electromagnetic frequencies in the ionosphere. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and that's what we've been doing in Alaska. We had HARP decades ago, and we've been adjusting the electromagnetic fields intentionally. And so, and then we figured out, hey, you know what? If we put metal into the atmosphere, we can really make this thing work great. And so that's one of the things that we've been doing. I wanted to mention, so bringing this back down to Earth, what does this mean to us? Well, I've made a few phone calls to some of our class, and I said, if you ever wanted to have some kind of device to help you ride out one of these storms, if you are impacted by an electrical supply outage, local area power failure, if you want to call it that, small grid down situation. Well, you could buy an inverter, and it's a device that will convert 12 volts DC like a car battery, and it will convert it to 120 volts AC. So if you have the right size, you can plug in lights, you can plug in your computer if you had to, you can plug in your router, you could plug in your refrigerator. Now, these can't run everything because you're only starting with a car battery or a pickup truck battery, but they can make your life more pleasant. If you have one. Now, I believe that there's going to be a run on them. That's just my feeling. I can't prove it. until after the fact. But I believe that people are going to say, boy, I need a generator. But generators use so much fuel, typically a half a gallon to a gallon per hour for a gasoline model, that people are going to say, well, what else can I do? And what about the noise? Well, look up an inverter. You're going to need one about 1,500 real watts. Now, the Chi-Coms lie. They lie about the wattage. So if it looks really tiny and it says it, you know, it's a lot of wattage, like 1,500 to 2,000, both not. Okay, they're lying. So make sure if you do get one, you test it right away. And if you don't like it, and if you think they're lying, return it. Okay, so make sure you have return privileges if you buy it on the Internet. Next thing, I believe gas cans are going to disappear as well, because people are going to buy them for their generators. They're going to say, wow, we didn't have enough fuel. We need more gas cans. I'm talking about the red ones. And another thing that is disappearing for sure, and I verified this, is water filtration systems. Now, I used to be able to go to eBay and used to be able to go to Amazon and type in Pro-Pure water, stainless steel water filter. And they're gone. They're gone. There's not one available for sale. Not one. Or at least there wasn't yesterday. And I tried to help some of our class get some, because we're a dealer. I don't talk about that. I don't try to sell anything, but I can buy them. And I can get them at, you know, dealer prices. Well, they're not available. I got a message from the factory, Pro-Pure. They're not accepting orders on stainless steel products. Now, what does that mean? Now, I don't know for sure, but I can guess. I can guess that I don't think we make the stainless steel canisters for these filter systems in this country. And I'm thinking they come from India and or China. Well, we're not getting any more. So I think we can get the filters. But if you think about it, here's what it is. The spigot comes from one company. The silicone gaskets come from another company. The stainless steel upper and lower canisters come from another company. I'm talking about if you're going to manufacture them, okay? Then the filter shell comes from another company. The filter plastic stem comes from another company. The activated carbon comes from another company. So you have all these companies that produce the individual components that go into the final assembly. And you take any one of those ingredients out and you've got nothing. You can't sell a finished product. Like, if you don't have the box to ship, you know, a finished product, how do you sell it? If you don't have the lid, or you don't have the knob, or you don't have the spigot, take any one ingredient out, and you can't sell a finished product. Well, I think that's what happened. I think the stainless steel is the problem right now. But eventually, when we start manufacturing here in the United States again, if that ever happens, then we won't be dependent on other countries. You can go to Ohio or Kansas or wherever they manufacture and stamp out these stainless steel parts. So that's what we have to do. We have to get back to manufacturing in this country. And that's what the Corona panic is going to help resolve, the fact that we don't want to be dependent on other countries. So I wanted to tell you that water filtration systems are in short supply, if you can get them at all. Next thing I wanted to tell you is, if you have a whole house water filter, it's a 10-inch cartridge typically. There are different sizes, but the main one is 10 inches. 10 inches tall, 2.5 inches in diameter, 5 micron. Take a look. See how much they went up in price. They doubled and tripled. You can still get them. You can buy a case of them for about $60-something dollars, case of 50. That's going to be your best deal. But if you want them, you ought to get them like right now. Not tomorrow, not later, right now. Because they've gone up in price. If you want to buy one or two, you're going to find out they're like $10 each. That's crazy. They only last a few months. Actually, you're supposed to change them every month. So you need 12 a year if you do that. Gwyneth, back to you. I just wanted to share that. That's where we are with the supply chain right now. We said it was going to happen. Here it is. Oh, by the way, where do all these filters come from? Where do all of these water filters come from? I'm not talking about Pro-Pure. I'm talking about the kind for your whole house water filter. Where do they come from? China. All of them. All of them. Let me say it a different way. All of them. Gwyneth?
Well, I think that it would be really handy if people figured out how to make activated charcoal. Because if you can work out how to make activated charcoal, then you can turn a 5-gallon bucket into a water filter. So that's just a handy tip and trick for people who might be out there. I'm sure there's videos on YouTube of how to make activated charcoal. There is a bit of a trick to it, I'm sure that you have sort of researched this topic, Vincent. But that also goes for recharging your existing water filter. If you normally they come with a canister which has the activated charcoal in it, right? If you can figure out how to get that canister open, you may be able to replace the activated charcoal with activated charcoal you have manufactured yourself at home if you know how to make it. Does that sound plausible, Vincent?
Well, absolutely it does. And as a matter of fact, I had that very discussion with Bert Bertonis yesterday. And I called him up and I said, I just want to let you know what I've discovered about the supply chain. I'm talking about the water filtration systems. And I suggested that if he had one of those pitcher types, like they have a lot of different brand names, but like a pitcher that you fill up with water and the water filters through a small cartridge, I suggested that he obtain some activated charcoal and look at taking that filter cartridge apart and refilling it, dump out the activated charcoal that's in there, you know, when it's consumed or when it becomes full of the elements and the metals that it has removed from the water. When it becomes saturated, then dump that out, dump out the activated charcoal, and refill it and put it back together. It's exactly what I said, exactly what you're saying, Gwyneth. So that's something you can do, class, if you have like a Brita or, you know, one of those water pitchers. We're getting down to...
A jug.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, a pitcher or a jug. And you can get a... Pro-Pure water filter element, and you can drill a hole in a plastic bucket, you know, 3-gallon bucket, 5-gallon bucket, and you can pour some water in it and let drip, 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 drip through. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's never been used for anything other than food or it's brand new. We'll be right back with...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, what is happening in Australia with the lockdown of Melbourne?
Oh, my God, it is just going crazy. You know, I am so glad that I'm not there. I live in country Victoria, but I have friends who live in Melbourne, and they bought, bug-out locations not very far from where I live, and most of those bug-out locations are empty. They didn't even get a chance to get to their bug-out location because it all just locked down really quickly. They said that they were going to close the roads at a certain time, and I think that they've actually closed the roads a lot earlier. And all of the roads in and out of Melbourne are now closed. They're not allowing anybody in or out of Melbourne. They have a curfew at 8 p.m. at night, and we're heading into summertime, and within a month or two, it'll still be light at 8 p.m. at night here in Australia where I am. And, it's absolutely jaw-dropping. He is, I need to put some perspective on this, that you would think that there was just, body carts on the street and all of that. The disease is real, but it doesn't seem to be affecting Australians as badly as a lot of other parts of the world. You're getting, three people dying a day, six people dying a day, and you look at them, the figures are published in the newspapers. They're like 60, 70, 80, and 90-year-olds, and they're living in nursing homes. So they're older people, they've got comorbidities, they're living in nursing homes, and there's like three people dying, six people dying, maybe seven, maybe five each day in a city of 5 million people. It's insanity. It's not, it really is. It is a real disease. But here in Victoria, it's really no worse than a flu season. It really, that is how it actually is. But like I say, it is a real disease. It did come out of a level 4 lab, but for whatever reason, I think probably because we do get so much sunlight here, even in the winter. And I was describing to you, Vincent, that we're heading into spring here, and our spring is like your summer. And our summer is like your really, really bad summer, but for us it's totally normal, you know? And then we go into autumn, which is like, once again, your regular summer. And then we go into winter, which is like your spring or your fall. And that's how our seasonal cycle is. So the climate is a lot milder. There's a lot more sunlight. And a lot of people, especially in rural areas, they have water tanks. And the water tanks are filled from corrugated zinc roofs. So that means that you've got a lot of zinc in the water, and it means that you've got the sunlight, which it produces the D3, and I think that that combination, and also we eat a lot more fresh fruit and vegetables here in Australia. They've got a lot more vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, and a lot of other vitamins in our fruits and vegetables. We're better nourished people. We get more sunlight. We have more zinc in our diet, in our drinking water. And I think that for that reason, we are not being as heavily impacted by this coronavirus. But that is not stopping dictator Dan from shutting down our entire economy for the sake of this coronavirus. When three people in one day in a city of 5 million people are dying, and they are almost inevitably over the age of 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old. These are the people that are dying. This is what the details that's being published on the internet and on the newspaper and in his own press conferences. So, you know, this is not some sort of conspiracy theory. This is the actual statistics of who, and he's going crazy. He's saying masks in all supermarkets, these masks cause hypoxia, which is a lack of oxygen, too much nitrogen and too much CO2 and not enough oxygen, which causes brain cells to die. It causes insanity. And it causes a weakened immune system. It's almost like that he wants for there to be a massive, massive, massive disease outbreak here. You know? And I think that he's using it as an excuse for tyranny. That he's got the whole of Melbourne in level 4 lockdown, or basically a police state where you're not allowed to go more than about 3 miles from your home. And, yeah, and I think that he's got the same thing planned for rural Victoria as well. And in rural Victoria, we've got almost no cases. And yet he's going to do the same thing here.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. And do you think they're going to have door-to-door searches? Tell us when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.